between platforms from Zoom to Google Meet to Teams. It's like, I'm literally at this point, never know where am I. But today I'm really excited. Welcome to In the Good Company podcast, Christina Giordano from Christina Giordano Consulting, aka Sold by Christina Giordano. I'm very excited to have you here and Christina and dive deep to different type and different approach to marketing. As this is my background, obviously a lot of my career for the last several years was in marketing, and I'm so excited to talk about your company, your consulting, and your approach to marketing. As it's a little bit different.
Yes.
So I would love to start our conversation, because I think it's a very interesting story how you started Sold by Christina Giordano, and this you know, and this company and business with different approach to how you coach, how you help people and businesses, entrepreneurs, brands with the marketing. If you don't mind sharing that.
Of course, of course. And I just want to say thank you so much for having me as well. I love these podcasts that really dive into all the good things that are going on in the world. And yours definitely, definitely does that. Yeah, so I started my business in 2013. And prior to that, I was the marketing director of a massage therapy school. Mm-hmm. I was there for about 5 years. So I do have some experience within the corporate sector and within an actual 9-to-5 type of setting. Mm-hmm. And I left because I was just like, this is not for me. I am not a 9-to-5 person. I can't live this way. You know, the typical usual thing that women entrepreneurs do when they go into business for themselves. And I pivoted right into my business. And it took like 6 months for me to really get going, because I was like, I don't know if I could do this. I'm really freaked out. This is such a huge leap from being employed to now employing myself, basically. And so I started within the industry, so the health and wellness industry. And that's where I had alumni who knew me from the massage therapy school. I had made contacts within the industry. And so that was just kind of my base. That was my foundation of where I wanted to serve. And I realized that this group of people, of entrepreneurs, of business owners within the health and wellness industry is also the most soul aligned group of people out there. I mean, they really are the practitioners, the body workers, the therapists, the coaches, the consultants. They really, they have something within them that is deeper than the typical entrepreneurial spirit that you get with entrepreneurs. And so I was like, okay, so this is definitely my people. And so I started marketing in the typical way. So teaching people how to get their message out through the old paradigm techniques of being really data-driven and numbers-based and kind of in a way pushy and salesy and motivated by the dollar and, you know, marketing how
the data, the numbers.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marketing how I was taught to market. Mm-hmm. And so something shifted, I want to say, within that time period. So from 2013 to 2018, I want to say I was acting as a marketing consultant or a marketing director for single business or for solopreneurs, but then also corporations and associations and even agencies. I would contract my work out. And there was something about it that it was just becoming so ick to me that I just couldn't do it anymore. So in 2018, I had my son, my firstborn, and he changed the game for me in that I literally couldn't work anymore because I was just so focused on him. And so I took some time away from my work. And then, of course, COVID hit in 2020. And that was literally the time where I started to kind of build into my business again. And when 2020 came, it shifted things for me because I was trying to do something in an old way that just wasn't me anymore. Mm-hmm. I was trying to redo or step up or what's the word to just replicate mm-hmm. myself in this new way, even though I wasn't the same person. And so I realized that I really couldn't move forward unless it was 100% in alignment with who I am and with what I stand for and in with what I believe in. And I realized that there was this new wave, this new movement, this new paradigm opening up with everything that was happening in the world that motivated people not by money, not by the dollar, not by the next whatever that signaled success to the to the society. They were motivated by alignment, just like I was. And so magically, somehow I channeled my methods that I used for my clients, the life method, the soul method, and the love method. And I started teaching marketing with those methods in mind, but marketing that is more aligned, more soulful, more heart-centered, more deeply rooted within our mission, within our purpose, within our passions. And it's the kind of marketing that just makes you magnetic. Like, you just attract simply by being who you are and by speaking the truth of your heart as it relates to the strength of your work. Like, I get chills thinking about it. It is marketing that is truly empowered and aligned. And it's something that, I mean, once you see it, once you feel it, once you do it, there's no going back to the old way of marketing. And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. But so that was kind of the long version of what happened in my journey.
Yeah. I love you touch on a couple of things that I want to kind of explore. First one being that right when your son was born and you know, after working and kind of doing marketing the old school, old paradigm way, you felt this inkling with you that that's not you, right? That's not the way to do it and follow it through. I think that story is so important because I feel like a lot of us feel that in, you know, in different capacities in our world, in our lives, and following that, it's just such a, you know, amazing story to share and a great courage, because it's courageous, you know, to feel to follow that. But also going back to this idea of the soulful marketing, I think we talked about it when we have our sessions, and by the way, during which we cried by the end.
Yeah. we did.
We had such a deep, amazing conversation about like my what I'm doing now, and I was, you know, clearing up and understanding what am I bringing to the world, and then clearing this message for myself, and you helped me with that. But this idea of this soulful and really organic and truthful marketing, because I think because we talk about brands and companies and we kind of detach idea of people from it, then we are talking about, you know, and data is so easy to prove any point, right? It's this tangible result that something is working, but it's you know, by the end of the day, these brands, those companies are people. And then they, you know, the results, and then how this connection between data, marketing, and those people is not there, right? Because it's not them. This is not what we want to bring to the world. It's not all about data. It's not only about the results. Obviously, it's important, because if you don't make money, you can't invest and grow your company and pay people and have business by the end of the day.
Yes. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That was really kind of the pivotal realization for me, is that I always knew that people buy from people. That hasn't changed. It's that buyer consciousness has evolved, in that exchange is so meaningful now. It is so built on trust and knowing someone and liking someone and being able to relate to someone in a way that only humans can relate. And so that's really how I help people capture the actual transformation that you provide, is because more often than not, we're looking for the surface level things of how we can help people. But the truth is that the transformation you provide is something that is usually a deep wound for someone else, or it's something, it's part of the journey that they're stuck in, but that you overcame. And so you're able to help them in that way. And so when you think about it, that's when it becomes more soulful. That's when it becomes more magnetic, to the point where you're attracting, and you know, that exchange of people buying from people, it's really energetic now. Like, you can feel it. Like, you can really be in someone's presence and feel their vibe in a way that's more than the words that they're saying and what they're showing you and really what they do. So yeah, it's people buy from people. That's the truth. And that's always been the way, but now we're actually understanding it in a more meaningful way.
Yes, exactly. That's what was coming up for me. Like, it's always was the way. We are always, our lives are transactional. This is just something to be ashamed of, not something to pretend that it's not. We are exchanging energies. We are exchanging goods. Always did. Sometimes, you know, in the past, we exchanged good for goods. Now it's money for goods. Goods change because people's needs change, right? There's consulting coaches, for example, that have, you know, some people think they have a bad rep, but that's a need for people to have somebody push them, right? To champion them, to encourage them. And it's why not to make it more organic and sold as you are, that it really comes truly from you. It's this align message and align offering.
Yes.
Right? That you help kind of shape how to talk about it, how to message it, how to show it to people, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I always say people can no longer be sold to, they have to be sold to. S-O-U-L-D.
Yes, 100%. So let's chat about one of the methods you created. And I love you said that you channeled. Did you say channel? I think you said channeled.
I did, yep.
And I think we should not be scared, because I feel like channeled, it seems a little bit witchy and woo-woo, but I feel like we shouldn't be scared of, and like, you know, start using this word more even in business, because we are, you know, the idea when it comes to it, it's basically like channeling from somewhere else, right?
Yeah. And it's really just coming from yourself, but in a way that is driven by your intuitive intelligence and also, you know, the deeper sacral intelligence. Because we are like wildly intelligent beings. It's just that we're focused on our mental intelligence, which we're more than that.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, so one of your methods is life, love, and then soul, right?
Yes.
So do you want to talk about one of them?
Sure, I'll talk about the life method.
And just in general, how you use them.
Oh, sure. So the life method is kind of my foundational method. And all of my methods are acronyms. I'm an acronym kind of gal. And the life method stands for your desired lifestyle, which is the L, identity, which is the I, feelings, which is the F, and expression and or energy, which is the E. And essentially, all of these elements put together are things that you, for the most part, can control. You can control how you live your life. You can control how you identify yourself, how you feel day in and day out, and also how you express yourself. And when we decide and define how we want to live, identify, feel, and express ourselves, we create a new essence, a new way of being, something that is rooted in our actual desires, that is not based on what is happening around us or anything external. It comes from within. And so the life method can be essentially used for any goal that you have in mind. I've used it for pretty much anything that I've wanted to achieve for myself. But in business, and when you're specifically marketing yourself, you're looking for the ways that you have achieved alignment in your desired lifestyle, identity, feelings, and expression as it relates to the transformation you provide. So when you think about, for all of those, for all, everyone who's listening, if you think about the actual transformation you provide, and you think about what you have overcome, what you have achieved for yourself, the way that you are aligned to your work is the exact same as the way that your clients are aligned to your work. So they want to know, what kind of lifestyle do you have now? What kind of identity do you have now? Who are you now? What do you get to feel now? What feelings do you get to have now as a result of the transformation that you provide? And then finally, how do you get to express yourself now that you couldn't before you had your own transformation, the one that you help others do as well? And so essentially, when you put all of these together, not only do you project yourself as an embodied entrepreneur, because you are actually living the desired lifestyle, identity, feelings, and expression that your transformation provides, you are now showing people the way by being you and by deciding how those elements, how you were able to, I want to say manipulate, but that's such a strange word now, like how you were able to become simply by owning those desires and putting them into your lifestyle, identity, feelings, and expression.
Mm-hmm. Like bring to the fruition, right?
Yes, yes.
Manifest.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so if you, I mean, like I said, it could be for any goal in mind, but specifically for marketing. As a marketing consultant, you know, my lifestyle now, I love creating content. I used to hate creating content because I was doing it the wrong way. I am someone, in terms of identity, I am someone who feels like I can show up with like a lot of energy and just like be a whole vibe when I talk about marketing. That's who I've mm-hmm. become now. And then in terms of feelings, day in and day out, I feel empowered and aligned in my marketing. Those are really concrete feelings that I can feel within myself because of the transformation that I was able to provide. And then finally, my expression, I can express myself from a heart-centered, soul-aligned message that really, really resonates not only with me, but with the people that I serve. And all of those together mm-hmm. is exactly what my clients want as well. They want the same thing for themselves. They want to show up every day wanting to create content. They want to be the type of person who can be a whole vibe when they talk about their business. They want to feel aligned and empowered in their marketing, and they want to express themselves in a way that's really aligned to who they are and what they stand for. And when I realized that there was alignment there, because like I said earlier, everybody is motivated by alignment now. That's how people buy from you. Mm-hmm. When they feel aligned in that way to you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And even when we were talking about, you know, my example, right, when we had a session together and, you know, I came to you with this idea, you know, I feel like people think I'm scattered because I have, you know, so many baskets and so many things I'm working on, mm-hmm. right? Together came out and bring to understanding to me even, you know, how to talk about it, that that's okay, that there are people who are multi-passionate, multi-interested, and they do different things, and that's how they express themselves, by yes. this curiosity of life, right? And that's also may resonate with people, and does resonate.
Yes, so, and that's actually, your multidimensionality is honestly the way to build wealth. In this new paradigm, really tapping into your passions to what drives you, to all of your gifts and how they could be under one umbrella of you, of your essence. That's really the way to grow, to build, I mean, for lack of a better word, an empire, is really kind of owning and acknowledging and accepting all of the ways that you want to show up and give back to the world. And harnessing all of that within one singular message.
Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, this is the only way now that I have a, for example, comparison. And I think you too, because you also coming from this more corporate experience. Mm-hmm. But really, it's the only sustainable way, because I literally last 5 years, I went through this cycle of getting these amazing opportunities, amazing shiny jobs with really great people, with amazing companies, big brands. And I was burning out because it wasn't aligned, because it was, you know, I was spending so much energy making, you know, burning in more because it wasn't me. Yep. You know, I kind of was kind of faking it, right?
Yeah.
So that's the only sustainable way to align yourself with what you, what you're doing, what you're bringing to the world, and how you're speaking about it.
Exactly. Exactly. And so now you understand what drains your energy, what leaks your energy. And so now in this new paradigm where we're really understanding energetics and our power and how we can actually create our lives and our realities, we're learning also how to be more contained by acknowledging those desires, by patching up those leaks and setting up the boundaries so that we could actually create the reality that we want to create.
Mm-hmm. And this is like just such a, I'm just always so excited I live in this times, because I feel like, you know, generation of our parents and grandparents, and even I, to the point in my life, was living so passively. You know, I was thinking that what is, and I should accept and be grateful for it. You know, whole story with leaving corporate and being like, oh my God, why I am not happy when I have amazing six figures, check every month, amazing job, great team, smart people I'm working with. I should be grateful. I should be happy. Not. Yeah. You know, and this understanding that we are, you know, we are able to create our reality, our needs, like what we want, how we want to show up. That's so important, because that's the juice. That's the goal.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Essence of your soul, sold.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really about, and speaking to what you were saying too, you know, our ancestors, we've always been in survival mode. But now we live in a time where we can thrive. We can actually thrive. We don't have to be constantly surviving anymore. We do have an option to switch it. And so in a way, this new paradigm of marketing that I'm showing is about thriving. It's about being in your essence and thriving from that place. It's no longer about surviving, like, oh my God, when am I going to make the next buck? What do I need to sell? Blah, 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 blah. Like losing your mind over marketing yourself. You're actually just like containing your marketing in a way that is just infused with your own power, with your own soul, with your own magnanimous way of being that brings people right to you.
Yeah, 100%. And the only thing that is coming to mind, Christina, when we were talking, and like what just came to me, is like this is a feminine approach to marketing, right?
Yeah.
And to business. I think, you know, talking about intuition, talking about channeling ideas, talking about this, really connecting to yourself and bringing it out to the world, that's just such a, you know, without assigning gender to it, but like even energetically speaking, it's like just such a feminine approach, right? Like
it is.
Are the ultimate creators of life. Yes. And I'm getting chills right now. Mm-hmm. And this view of life right now that we are bringing as we are getting more voice and stand in this world, it's so feminine. It's just so creation focused.
It is. And that's honestly this wave of women, you and I, and all the women who get it, we realize that we come from generations of mostly men who were entrepreneurs, and we've been handed down the entrepreneurial way from a masculine perspective, from the patriarchal perspective. And, you know, there is some, there's the divine masculine, and, you know, the divine masculine holds, it contains the feminine flow. And of course, there's that piece of business that I help achieve as well. But there's this, what you say, the ultimate creative force that drives, that moves us, that we can literally feel into, that we can channel, that we can intuitively just know. And it's like this deep, deep power within us that is now being awakened by this wave of women who freaking get it and who want people to thrive in that way, because now that women can claim power, we gotta own the power that we have. We gotta use the power that's within us. Like, and it's gonna come off as witchy and scary and blah, blah, blah to other people. But you know what? At the heart of it, it is pure love and pure light and just that trust in the feminine way, and the knowing that we have space for this too, that the world has space for this too, that the world needs space for this too, that this type of doing and being, there's got to be a balance, and this new paradigm of marketing, it's really reflective of that new way.
Yes, 100%. And it's also, I almost feel like I always see it as a, let me know what you think, like a scale, right? That we are very masculine, patriarchal paradigm. And now we are kind of moving the other direction, and the other scale is going up, this more feminine energy, because I actually feel like we need it also, like, you know, in the perspective of our planet, right? Like, we need this caring energy, this nurturing energy, yes, more versus just do, take and go, right?
Yes.
So even, I don't know, it just came to me that even from that perspective, we need more of that nurturing. And you know, not also not bashing, you know, more masculine and patriarchal, you know, it's not a war. I always say it's like, right, it will balance at some point, I think.
Yes.
But, and you know, masculine energy is needed. Like, I'm looking at my relationship and how my husband is balancing me, you know, with my,
yeah,
intuitive hits and bringing me to the ground a little bit sometimes, containing things, and
yes,
so,
and holding is really kind of them. And same with my husband too, is even during this time, you know, he has had to expand his capacity to hold, you know, all of me too, because I'm becoming more of me, and so there needs to be some room for that. So yeah, that has been, it's been a stretch, but it's all good. But yes, I 100% agree that there is this feminine, this is needed in business. And, you know, I attract men to my work too. And these men aren't necessarily feminine in any way, but they long for and they desire to get in touch with that side of them that isn't from that wounded masculine place, because a lot of us operate from that wounded masculine of burning ourselves out to the point of collapse, of stressing ourselves out to the point of illness, of really ignoring our emotions or not having any boundaries. Like, there's that wounded place that men want to heal themselves. And typically it's through, you know, getting more in touch with this side of them that is very much present and is also very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How exciting.
Yeah. Yes. Very exciting.
Know, sometimes I feel like people are so scared, and, you know, sometimes I get scared too, you know, of our times, and it's, you know, digital world, and it's so overwhelming, and AI and this and our environment and whatnot. But I think we are having opportunity to live in the most exciting times ever, you know, even from what we are talking about, and being able to have choices like this, right? That I have a choice to show up more organically and more in my own essence, right? It's just what amazing times, right?
Exactly. I mean, the ability to just be able to help people overcome what you have overcome yourself, like, mm-hmm, that is really incredible. And to be able to speak to it in a way that you want to, mm-hmm, I mean, yes, the world has evolved into kind of, you know, a technological craze, but at the same time, it does serve in many ways to be able to have all of these platforms and modern tools of entrepreneurship available to us. But, but yes, it is, quite an exciting time to receive all of this new way of being and to actually play with it and explore it and learn from it and teach it and collaborate with it. It's really fun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you know what also came to me when you were talking about, we were talking about the, you know, kind of creating new paradigm of business and marketing and serving people, and providing your offerings and you know, what you overcome help others to overcome. I think, and it happened to me back a few years ago when I started my bug business and then started more being interested in energy healing and even podcasts, that we have this vision, because I think also because of social media, that, you know, when we do this entrepreneurial things, it has to be a big success, right? And it has to be grand, and I think a lot of people measure themselves against that it needs to be like really, really big success, great product. But what if it was, you know, just like you make, and obviously that's possible and that's happening, but also, you know, let's be honest, it doesn't happen that often. And what if, you know, you still offer what you have, you still are this entrepreneur, but on the level that you serve your community, right? And that allows you to have a great and comfortable life, right? Mm-hmm. Just like your, for example, corporate job did, but you have also additionally more freedom and more more opportunities, and obviously the biggest reward is that you are being yourself and all of that. What are your thoughts about that?
Sure. So yes, I do think that when we look online or if we look on social media, we might compare ourselves to other entrepreneurs mm-hmm. who have seen maybe faster success than we have, or maybe they're living a lifestyle that we might not currently have, or on the flip side, you know, there is a certain way that we want to live that maybe doesn't necessarily equate to the same success as what we see online. You know, I think everybody has their own version of success of what that looks like. Mm-hmm. And to me, if I can work someone and bring them closer to their essence, I know that I have done my job and I have done it well. That's kind of like a baseline. Success. Yeah, that's like a baseline success for me. But I also have other desires. I desire to have certain things, to experience certain things, to luxuriate in certain things. Like, I do have these desires too. And they're something that I am in the process of actively claiming as part of this kind of new wave. This is kind of like a preview of what I'm working on, but I'm helping people kind of monetize themselves in a way that puts them into that receiving capacity, which to me is part of the new way. Like, once mm-hmm. you're in the new paradigm, you're all in. You can't be like half in. Once you're in the new paradigm, like, you got to follow those rules. You can't go by the old rules. And so because of this new paradigm creates a well of receivership for women who get it. Right now I'm actively deepening that receivership and putting myself and increasing my capacity to receive, but also allowing myself to feel safe in receiving from that way of being, which mm-hmm. is wildly difficult when you're coming from a totally different way of living, mm-hmm. of doing, of moving in the world. And I don't want to speak too much to it because it's still in the works. But when we think about success and we think about what looks like success to us, I think claiming those desires within us is the first step to really starting to dwell in that place of receivership. I think that's kind of step one, because so often we have these desires, but mm-hmm. there's like a little bit of guilt and a little bit of shame that comes with them, because it's almost kind of like we're thinking, how dare I? How dare I want these things that I might want and things like that, which again is a program. It's a condition of an old paradigm. But I think that if you do have desires that are more than what you have now, I think that what you're doing is you're opening up your capacity to eventually receive them. If you do desire to serve in the way you serve and to be in the way you want to be, and it's to you, it's beautiful and it's wonderful, and maybe you don't have a huge mansion or you're driving your Mercedes or anything like that, that doesn't have to apply to really anybody. It's really up to you of what you perceive as successful. To me, I try to, my baseline is if I have put someone in a place where they feel closer to themselves, I have succeeded. I have succeeded in my mission. And also I am opening up my capacity to receive more.
Yeah, I love what you say, that it's all about like really thinking what is this definition of success for you, and lack of comparison. Because, you know, and I'll be completely vulnerable here, for example, with my Give the Bags business. I always wanted to be like, okay, I wanted more sales. I wanted more sales. Like, this is the equivalent of my success, that I'm going to be at, I don't know, 10,000, 15,000, right? Mm-hmm. And then I thought, okay, maybe it's less, but the feedback I'm getting, the reviews I'm getting, the sales I'm getting even now, starting out, that's a little success. And I'm comparing myself to, you know, to people who are in business for I don't know how many years, and I don't know how many, you know, what kind of support financially they have from venture capital firms, etc. But if I, you know, look at my success holistically and in where I am in now, that's a different story, right? And yes, defining, redefining the success, not based on somebody else's achievements, not based on comparing yourself, but really going back, like, what is the success? How does success feel? What is feeling like a success to me?
Yes.
At this moment, right?
Yes, yes, yes. That's really the heart of it, is feeling successful where you are now. And I always say, you know, when you're working with the divine within you, you also have to give space to the divine outside of you as well. Like, the universe has a say too.
Yeah.
We are co-creating our lives. Sometimes we have to go through things. Sometimes we have to deepen our capacity. Sometimes we have to stretch a little bit. Sometimes we have to just simply wait. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes, you know, there's other things in store for us. I really do believe that again, when you're in this new paradigm of working with your soul, you're in a whole new playing field. You're in a whole new arena. Mm-hmm. And when you're fully in that arena, and when you have fully decided that this is where I'm going to be, this is where I'm going to play, I'm going to play this game, I'm going to play it well, and I'm going to do my best to live the life that I want to live, that is kind of where the miracles start to happen, and things become more aligned, and you see the magic and the synchronicities of life, and that's where your focus needs to dwell, is in that space of possibility, in that space of expansion, in that space of here I am, I'm going to claim my desires, I'm going to claim what I'm capable of, what I want, I'm going to claim the success that I have right now. I'm going to be so grateful for it. I'm going to love it. And it's because that's the beauty of life. And you've mentioned this before, you know, it's the ups and the downs and everything in between that makes life great. That makes it beautiful. Even when we're, you know, sad and crying, like, there's beauty in feeling the tears down our cheek. Like, there's like just something about living that needs to be appreciated within this new paradigm, that, you know, we don't need to have it all figured out right now, but we can still love what we do and love what we have and be grateful for it anyway.
Yeah, where we are, and trust, and trust in what we are doing and in the whole process of it, right?
Yes. Yeah, self-trust is huge.
I love that. Okay, so how do you work with your clients? How do you work with brands, with companies, with entrepreneurs? Like, what is your offering?
Sure. So
I typically offering, Christina.
So I typically work, I could do one-to-one, group, or corporate. And basically my corporate offerings are more of kind of establishing myself into that marketing director role, again, from a totally different approach than before. But my kind of foundational offerings are the group offerings. So my workshop series, and then also I have a masterclass, And then my one-to-ones, which is what you did the meetup. And that is essentially where we meet for 90 minutes on a one-to-one basis. And we get really strategic about your messaging. And this is where we get to the heart of what you do so that you can then share it with your audience. The other offering I have is called the Mega, and this is like a half day VIP day with me. And this is where you do all of the methods in my self-study program. And then we come together for half a day. We go over what you discovered. We break for a bit so that I can work on your marketing strategy. And then we come back together so that we can review it all. So it's really kind of, that one's a little more of an experiential thing. The meetup is more of a generalized version that is focused on messaging. Mm-hmm. But I do have holiday specials, depending on when this podcast airs, but there are currently holiday deals for the meetup, the Mega, and also a marketing plan that I typically only offer to corporations, but I'm making it available to entrepreneurs as well this season.
Fantastic. I'll definitely link all of that. I think we will be airing next week, so the second week of December. So those will be still available. And let me just tell you, we were mentioning before when we did our 101, we ended up crying on the end. I put my tract together and you helped me so much to clarify, you know, and really kind of break this block that I have that, you know, I was thinking that people see me a certain way and not allowing myself fully to be who I am and how to talk about, again, the fact that I am doing many different things because that's how I'm constructed and that's how I love to approach life and that's me. Yeah. And it was just such a beautiful, I was literally looking at the notes a couple of days ago. while writing something and we literally ended up crying on the end.
It was chills
that we both had throughout the session.
Yeah, it was actually, it's a very typical occurrence because if you recall, like I connect our hearts to each other at the beginning of the call. I create kind of a sacred space for us to co-create your messaging together. And it's when you energetically create that space between two people that you really tune into each other. And we were both getting chills. We were both crying. We were both fully in this experience together. And that is honestly, like, that's the magic. That's the magic of my offering is when I have someone so into the feeling of what they do. Mm-hmm. Into the heart of what they do, that is like the moment that, I mean, that's when I come alive. That's when I'm like, oh my God, this is exactly where I'm meant to be, what I'm supposed to be doing, et cetera, et cetera. So yes, we did cry and it was awesome. And yeah, it's what I love to happen each and every time.
Yeah. And then, you know, and now helping to come, not only you are coming alive during sessions like this, but you know, the way I felt clear and more understood and just accepted and allow myself then accept myself, you know, in a deeper level through that, and understand how I can talk myself about myself in a clear and concise way. It was just, you know, it was just priceless. I think it's just such a boost to anybody who is doing anything out there and creating a new business or new platform or bringing themselves to others in a new way.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for that. I love hearing that it had an impact on you.
Yeah. Christina, thank you so much for this conversation. I loved it so much. Thank you. Thank God we didn't cry on the end. That's a problem. But the chills will definitely be running through my body. And thank you for what you're doing. I definitely am going to link all your offerings and your website, all your contact info below this episode. And I hope we'll connect shortly again through Tribe and any of your other upcoming events.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Hannah, for this call. This was wonderful.
Thank you.